vision.
We were talking about a bean shooter. You know what they are.
Yeah.
That's what I call a bean flip.
Uh-huh.
I had one of them when I used to run around sailed all the time, and I did when I was at myself, and I'd keep a truck all the time, and I'd make them sail, and I'd buy things, and make a little money on them and things. I'd buy junk and stuff. And I bought a box of junk that had a plastic bean flip stalk in it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have no rubbers on it. But I had a grandson who was about 8 years old, I guess. I give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what happened when we moved down here. Why, I still found that in the junk. He either had another one or didn't know it or something. Mm-hmm. So I fixed it up. And man, you talk about having fun. Those dogs was bad here then. They're just running around all over your stuff and over your garden and everything. And I wasn't a real good hand with one of them, but the boys had had so many of them that I could shoot one of them.
Uh-huh.
Man, I've had the fun out of them. The two old dogs used to sleep right down there. One of them was a preacher's dog and another was an old hound.
Uh-huh.
And they get together at night and crowd around, and when they come in, they sleep right down there in that cool place and shade. And I'd get up, I'd look out the window and I'd see them laying down there. I'd get my bean flip and my rock or two and slip around this way and get where I could shoot at them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And man, they got so wise at that, they'd hear one or gravel hit the ground, they'd come up there running. They don't know what's happening to that bean flip.
Yeah, yeah.
And that there, that air gun will eat them too.
Uh-huh.
One that morning here, it's been 6 months ago. It's spring. Been more than that, I guess. I don't know. But anyhow, there's no bird dog and no police dog. They'd been coming here. I'd been seeing them morning before I'd get up out there. And I got up a little early, I guess. I was sitting out there on the porch, and I had that thing in my hand. That bean flip I was watching for.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they come up this driveway here, just as busy, got a dog there that's taking everything. And that old bird dog, he passed me. I let him pass me. And boy, that old police dog never did see me nor nothing. And I shot him right behind the foreleg. And boy, he turned around and tried to bite himself. he didn't know what to do. And he barked a time or two and away across the way and never had seen his head.
I took care of him, huh?
Yeah, boy.
Well, talking about dogs, what would you, if you had a dog, what would you say to him if you wanted him to get after another dog?
Well, I'd just tell him to get him.
Get him?
I had one that I got put on him. The last dog I raised was as good a dog as I ever owned in my life. He was a border collie. They called him that, but I didn't, because I knew his daddy and mammy. But he was the first black collie I ever got a hold of. I've had lots of them, but I never had a black one till that. And man, he had the sense. Yeah, I tell you, boy, I could do him. I could take him. Neighbor's cattle would get in my field sometime, and there's a quarter to the back side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd take him and go down there. The branch went through the field. I'd take him and go down to that branch. And they'd be down the lower end. Maybe it'd be calves. Mm-hmm. There's calves crawling through the field. I'd get him with the foreleg and hold him up where he'd be nearly up to my shoulders, you know. Where he could see, I'd let him down. I said, get him. Man, you talk about getting them. He'd have more fun out of them calves. He'd get right on them before they ever seen them. Man, you never seen calves run so yard. They run through my fence over there and tore it down for 30 yards.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What would you call your dog if you wanted him to stop that?
I had this one trained real good.